Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Rounds Nutrition Coach, 2 times best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The program consists of a proprietary system of 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9rounds.com, and that's the number 9, 9rounds.com. Folks, I hope you're having a great day. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. What a great time of year. And today's show, the theme is really kind of based around the holidays and the mindset that many individuals have. You know, during this time, individuals, you know, still have a focus, of course, of their health and fitness and nutrition and body composition goals and sports-specific goals. But with that being said, sometimes they find themselves not achieving success in those arenas during this time of year. And obviously, there's many reasons why results may not be showing this time of year, but we're going to focus on one mainly, and it really does revolve around the mindset and where our focus is, where we are putting our time, effort, energy, and attention. So let me share with you, and literally, just over the last few days, I'm at the gym working out. Just the other day, I was on the stationary bike getting a workout in. You know, individuals kind of walking by back and forth, talking to others that are around me. And, you know, I hear, this is what I overhear, and this is verbatim. One individual says, oh, man, you know, she's talking to a friend and says, oh, man, I ate so much last night. I had so many, you know, so much fudge and cookies. I've just got to work it off today. And, you know, then you hear other similar statements such as, oh, man, you know, it's a Christmas time, holiday season, and I know I'm going to eat a lot more and drink a lot more. Well, I'm just going to make sure I work that off. And whether it's, you know, Christmas night, a holiday party, et cetera, you know, let's say somebody does eat too much, drink too much, et cetera, where's that mindset go? Oh, man, tomorrow I'm going to start. I'm just going to go to the gym tomorrow and I'm going to burn it off. I'm going to work it off. And, you know, maybe you say to yourself, man, I'm going to, you know, normally I go to Nine Round 3 or 4 days a week. I'm going to go 6 or 7 days a week next week. Or, you know, normally I do, you know, 1 circuit, 9 rounds. I'm going to do 18 rounds because more is better. I'm going to work it off. Well, on the surface, it almost seems to make sense, right? Ah, heck, you know, eat, drink too much. Well, heck, just work it off, man. Burn it off. But, oh, my gosh, you want to talk about a disaster in the making. And while that may seem to be a positive spin on things, somebody says, well, I ate too much, therefore I'm just going to work it off. It's actually a very negative focus. And when we have a negative focus, well, what's going to come back to us? Well, very much like a boomerang, it's going to come right back to us and it's going to be negative results. So negative focus, negative results, because what typically goes along with the quote-unquote work it off mentality? Well, let's set the stage. Individual eats and or drinks too much at a, you know, holiday function, holiday party, et cetera, and they say, doggone it, feet in the mud, tomorrow's my day, I'm going to work it off. But what goes along with that is little to minimal eating, especially upon awakening, because where is the individual's mindset? The mindset is, I need to right this wrong. I need to right this wrong. The wrong was, oh boy, overate, overdrank, binge eating session last night, whoopsie. Gotta fix that. So they try to right that wrong, and they try to do that by, and again, the mindset of, I'm just going to eat less tomorrow, and that's going to work. Well, we all know where that's going to go, because when that individual starts to eat less or not at all, you know, especially first thing in the morning or first few hours of the day, at the same time, they ask a lot of their body physically because they're going to work out more. And typically, they're not just going through their normal workout. They're going to up the ante, increase, if not even double, their typical workout time, workout volume, workout intensity, etc. So what does that lead to late in the day? Just as they think they're doing their body good by eating less, working out more, it's going to lead to a major hormonal balance within the body, which will then lead to seriously increased food cravings later in the day. So what happens again? Binge eat, binge drink. Where are we again? Same place we were 24 hours ago. So the vicious cycle continues. So we are going to fix this by shifting that focus from working it off to a focus of fueling it up. This is going to be a huge, huge focus for us. So when we talk about fueling it up, what are we fueling up? Well, we're fueling up the body, okay? So check this out. And you can start this right away. So there's a few steps we want to take. And again, this podcast is not about telling people, you know, what to eat, how to eat during the holidays, don't overeat, blah, blah, blah. Hey, if somebody overeats, that's going to be their choice. That's fine. Here's what I say. Get amnesia, folks. Get amnesia. That's right, doggone it. Get amnesia. If you go to your holiday function, Christmas party, et cetera, and you do overeat, even if you had the best intentions not to, but you did anyways, I'm telling you right now, do not beat yourself up for it, because guess what? What's done is done. We cannot fix what happened yesterday. We don't have control over that. It already happened. So get amnesia. Forget about it. Forget that it even happened. And guess what? I don't want you looking in that rearview mirror. We're going to get an accident. I want you looking straight ahead. Your focus is ahead. Remember, we don't want to give any time, attention, or focus to those things that we cannot control, that we cannot control. We cannot control tomorrow, right, what happened the day before, because it was the day before. The eating session, overeating session already happened. So the next day, forget about it, because what can you control? You can control right now. You've got 110% control of what your choice is going to be now, right now, this very second. So no matter how much you overeat, overdrink, you wake up that next day, you forget about it, get amnesia, and you're going to focus on fueling the body right. We're going to stick to our 9-round nutrition principles. We're going to fuel the body right away upon awakening, and then every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter, all throughout the day. That's going to be the key to success. So you'll go, wow, that's a much different mindset. Absolutely it is. We just went from a mindset of, I overate, overdrank, therefore tomorrow I'm going to eat a heck of a lot less, I'm going to work out more, and I'm going to burn this off. We know that doesn't work. So now the focus becomes, hey, it happened, forget about it, move on, let's move forward, because now the focus is going to be fuel the body right. Because now, yes, I get it. You overate the night before. You can't fix it in a day, a week, one meal. So we just have to move forward and control what we can control, and that is that next meal and snack. So you wake up the next morning, you have a well-balanced meal and snack, 9-round nutrition approved, right? We've got some great meals and snacks on your meal matrix. Pick one of those breakfast choices or pre-workout choices that you like, depending on what you're going to do first thing in the morning. Fuel the body up right. 2 to 3 hours, about 3 hours later, fuel again. 3 hours later, fuel again, fuel again, fuel again. So now the body stays fueled. Remember, let's go back to some very basic principles. Fuel for the body. Remember, there's a big difference between feeding the body and fueling the body. So the fuel, we want to fuel the body. And think of it like wood for a burning fire, right? Well, if we continue to throw wood on that burning fire, the fire will continue to burn. That's what we want. Fantastic. The fire inside our body is our metabolism, our metabolic rate. Well, if we use that quote-unquote work-it-off mindset and we don't eat or eat very little the next day, what did we not throw on the fire? Well, we didn't throw wood in the fire, right? So what happens? But what is the fire? Fire dies up. Fire doesn't burn. That's your metabolic rate. Get it? I just want you to keep it that simple. That's it. We don't need to overthink it. So when you wake up, get some wood, throw it right in the fire. So now the focus is, what happened yesterday happened. I can't undo it. It already happened. But I can control what happens from this very second forward in terms of my nutrition. I can control my nutrition. I can control the choice I'm going to make right away when I wake up. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to drink 16 to 20 ounces of water immediately upon awakening. I'm then going to fuel my body right with the right balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat right when I get up. And then we're going to do that every 3 hours throughout the day. So then you go to your workout. You have your normal workout that you normally would have. We're not trying to do more to burn off what happened because, again, what happened happened. We can't fix it in a day or a workout or even in a week. So we just get right back on track. But here's the beauty of it. Here's where long-term you are going to be on such a different level and setting yourself up for success. Remember we talked about earlier in the podcast, when we do wake up in the morning, don't fuel the body, and we go through the day thinking we're going to burn it off, and then those food cravings come back tenfold later that day, and we end up binge eating again. Well, those came about for many reasons. A lot of it was not fueling the body properly early in the day. So again, when you wake up right away in the morning and you fuel that body right away, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to stabilize blood sugar, you're going to stabilize insulin levels, and you're going to stabilize serotonin levels. So what does this mean for you? Well, it means you're going to have high, steady, stable energy levels all throughout the day. Cool. Thumbs up, right? Awesome. High, stable, steady energy levels all throughout the day. Fantastic. Now, when we can also stabilize those serotonin levels, you may have heard that term before, serotonin. It's a hormone, also a neurotransmitter. It affects mood and affects appetite. It affects mood and it affects appetite. And two major things that affect serotonin are food, nutrition, and sleep. Okay, so if we don't get the right amount of sleep, serotonin levels can drop. If we don't get the right nutrition, serotonin levels can drop, et cetera, et cetera. So by fueling the body properly, no matter what happened the night before, you fuel that body properly the next day, we're going to keep those serotonin levels stable. So what does that mean for you in terms of food cravings? Folks, here's what it means. You will significantly diminish, if not completely eliminate food cravings. How cool is that? It's those food cravings, of course, that are going to lead to the binge eating, drinking, things of that nature. So when we can minimize that, what happens? You go to the next day and go, oh gosh, I completely changed my mental focus. I'm not thinking about working it off anymore. I'm just simply thinking about fueling my body properly. And guess what? You're going to get to the end of that next day and go, I feel pretty darn good. Yeah, I know I overate last night, but hey, Rick told me to get amnesia. I completely forgot that even happened because I woke up today. I fueled my body properly. I hydrated my body properly. I got my good quality workout in. Didn't try to do more than I normally do. Kept my body fueled all throughout the day. I feel great. I don't have any food craving. I'm going to eat my normal meals today. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to wake up. And guess what? I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. I'm going to feel amazing tomorrow as well. So there's your long-term strategy. So literally, within one day of a holiday feast slash overfeast slash whatever you want to call it, the overeating session, you can literally break that chain at the snap of a finger. Now, when I say break the chain, I don't mean you're going to, again, we can't erase what happened last night. We can forget about it, but it happened. So when I say break the chain, I mean break the cycle. Break the cycle of eat less, work out more, just led to overeating. Let me try again tomorrow. Eat less, work out more, food cravings, overeat, whoopsie, let's try it again, day three, eat less, work out more, food cravings, you see what I'm at? That's the chain, that's the vicious cycle we want to break, and literally, we can break it right away, simply by fueling body properly. So, folks, this has been a blast. I hope you have an amazing holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and remember, just shift the focus. Don't worry about working it off. Get amnesia if you overeat, start the next day, fuel the body right, and have an amazing day and amazing week post-holidays. So folks, till next time, make today a great day.